truck. You've no shoes on your feet, and if you tread on those building bricks, it's going to hurt, isn't it?
No, no.
Ha ha!
Yellow truck.
Yellow truck. And green truck.
Green truck.
Are you doing some building?
No.
Like you were building something with the bricks.
No.
Right, let's put your trousers on.
Bricks.
Bricks. Building bricks.
Truck.
It's the truck with bricks in it. It's a green truck with yellow wheels and a yellow handle.
More.
I'll give you a nice kiss. Oh, you're giving Mummy a kiss. Oh! It's nice to have the kiss, but I could have done without my hair being pulled to pull me towards you for the kiss in the first place.
But truck.
Right, that's trousers, socks and shoes. Come on, quick, let's just pop this on.
Me, truck!
It's not too warm this morning, is it? So.
Me?
Yes, then.
Oh!
Thomas. Now, you've thrown that football and you don't know where it's gone, do you?
No, move.
I know where it's gone. It's gone over the back of the settee.
But no.
On its way, it hit some balloons, didn't it?
No.
Oh, yes, it did.
Oh.
Can you see it?
No.
Oh,
my bubble.
Oh, is it sleeping behind there? Right, are we going to do some building?
No.
What shall we do? Shall Mummy make a house?
Lily?
Yes? You're dropping them into the truck, are you?
No. Blue truck.
A balloon in the truck.
For two. Yellow.
Yellow. That's right.
Oh.
Red.
Me.
And green.
No. Chalk. Lily.
Yes.
No, chalk. Lily.
Yes, Lily.
No, chalk.
No truck? Why are you saying no truck?
No truck.
I don't know why you're saying no truck.
No truck.
Yes,
ma'am. A truck.
Oh dear, did you bump into the chair with the truck?
Lily?
Can you see what Mummy's building here?
What do you mean?
I'm not really sure, darling.
Okay.
What do you want it to be? Shall it be a house? Or shall it be something else?
A box.
What would Thomas like it to be?
A box.
A box, it is. It's quite like a box, isn't it?
A baby.
Shall we put those on there like that?
Nay.
some building bricks in your truck? Yes, you have. What you might have. There we are.
Lily.
Now, what do you think that can be, Thomas?
Balloon.
Yes, there's a balloon in the truck, isn't there? I think those belong in the other yellow Lego box, don't we? Because we have two different types of Lego. We have ordinary Lego, and then we have Lego especially for little hands like yours. Duplo. Just a second, darling.
What?
Let's just put something else in it here. Look. Right. Now, what do you think to that?
The motor truck.
Yes, we'll put it in the truck in a moment. I think that looks quite nice, don't you?
Yeah.
No. After all, mummy's hard work and you don't think it looks nice. I think that's a lovely house. But there's the roof.
Pole.
There's the chimney.
What?
So you pop it in the truck. Oh gosh, that's a big building block, isn't it?
It is.
Well, there are a few more pieces there. Yes. We could put that on there, couldn't we? And that. With your train, isn't it? You've got Lego that came with the train, Lego that came with the truck, and then you have this.
No, this is a truck.
No, this is a different kind. Those are Mega Blocks, and this is Baby Duplo.
Baby.
This is Lego, especially for babies. But you're not a baby now, are you?
Baby.
It's a building break. Thomas isn't a baby, is he?
No,
baby. No, baby. Thomas is a big boy. Is Thomas a big boy?
Blue!
Yes, blue building bricks. Are you going to stack them up here? This side. Oh, gosh, they're all rattles, isn't it? Have you seen all these, Thomas?
No, I don't.
Look at this Lego. We've got stars and spots. Isn't it?
What?
This is a baby Lego rattles, listen.
What?
You've got a ladybird there that rattles. And a blue and white stripy man that rattles. And a blue bird that rattles. And there's an elephant. But that's a different kind of Lego, isn't it? That belongs in this box, isn't it? Shall we stack it up? Shall we build a tower?
Oh, yes.
It's an elephant.
Rawr.
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 Rawr. You rawr like the elephant, and that piece of Lego has a mirror. Can you see your pretty face in that? Chip shops?
Aha!
Uh-huh. Oh, you look in the mirror and you see a chip shop, do you? I see.
Moose.
That's fine.
Yes.
Well, you've stacked two together. That's lovely. You've stacked the blue and white stripy man and the blue bird. Oh, you put a ladybird on top. That's very clever. Have you seen these yellow building bricks, Thomas? Some say Lego, and this one, when you put it together, has a giraffe. That blue brick has his head, that has his body, and that has his legs. And turn it over and you've got a palm tree. Now that's clever, isn't it? Look at that tower. That's a big tower with a giraffe and a palm tree. And that tower has a mirror. And there's the elephant.
No, no, but...
Oh, you've got an empty box now. Are you putting it in the other Lego truck?
No, no.
No, no. Look at that, Thomas. Then. That's very exciting, isn't it?
Truck.
Are you going to put it all in the truck? Oh, it'll be heavy to lift. Be careful. Ooh. Oh, he's a clever boy. Isn't he a clever boy? Oh, there's going to be a big bang in a minute when you drop it in. Oh, not too bad. That wasn't such a big bang, was it?
Bang.
Oh, now you're banging on purpose.
What's this?
It's a big tower, isn't it? Are you going to play with it on the floor? There you are. Can you find the building bricks that have the giraffe? They're yellow building bricks, they're square. This is square, and that's round. And that is oblong.
And this.
That's round.
These
are the bricks. They're oblong, aren't they?
Two. More box.
More bricks. Building bricks. Well, you found a green balloon now, have you, with Dipsy on it?
Oh, yeah.
It's Dipsy's hat. Oh, Dipsy's hat. You like playing with balloons, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we've lost it. Look, here's Poe. You brought Poe down from upstairs, didn't you? Do you think Poe wants a ride in your truck?
No.
No? She might ask her. You see, she did. She did want a ride in the truck. You lying Poe down and taking her for a ride?
Beep, beep!
Beep, beep. You're pressing Poe's nose. More bricks. And don't drop them on top of Poe, will you?
Yeah.
You'd be very gently picking them up. And that's on top of Poe. That's right. Now put Poe on top and take her for a ride. She looks like she's sitting in a pram now, doesn't she?
Mum. Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Truck. Yellow.
Yellow wheels on the truck.
Not much.
Oh, and you're going to put the empty Lego box on your head, are you? Oh, you do look a silly billy. Oh, what a silly billy. What a silly billy. What a silly billy.
Truck.
Could I have a kiss, please?
Truck.
Pose in the truck.
The truck moved.
Oh, and you're putting Dipsy the balloon in as well, are you? Would you like your Winnie the Pooh ball in the truck and take that for a ride? Winnie the Pooh and Tigger too. Now, there's Piglet.
And this?
Tigger. Tigger's a tiger. What do tigers say?
Wah.
And what do lions say?
Wah.
And what do giraffes say?
Wah.
And what do elephants say?
Wah.
Oh, I should remember that when I go to the zoo.
Lily.
You've looked at Noah's Ark for quite a while.
Lily.
Yes, tell me. Are you having a little lie down?
Beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
Truck.
Beep, beep. Truck.
And this yellow.
Yellow wheels.
And then, and this. And this. And then.
That's the handle on the truck. And that's yellow as well, isn't it? Is that the handle?
Oh dear.
You pull that, don't you, to drive the truck. Golden Pearl.
Sure.
Right, now Poe's out of the truck. Do you think she'd like to have a lie down on the beanbag chair?
No.
The beanbag chair has all the Teletubbies on it, doesn't it? There we are, let's lie her down. Because she might be quite tired. She's tired, so you close all her eyes for her. Right, give her a kiss. And say night night, Poe.
Lola Poe. See you, Nanny.
Bye, Thomas. Oops. Oh dear, have you crashed into the wall? Oh dear, oh dear, oh dear.
That much. Here.
Bye-bye. I better come and move Purdy's food because it's on the floor.
Shoo. Oh, shoo.
Bo's food, yes. Oh, well done. You haven't hit it with a truck. That's a good boy. Right, let's lift it up here. Whoops, I've spilt the water.
Linen, oh, linen.
It's a linen, then.
Linen?
Yes, I'm just going to wash that now.
Linen. Linen.
Yes, Papa. It's a windy afternoon, Thomas. Look at the leaves blowing on the trees. I hope it's not going to be nasty over the weekend. We want to see the sunshine, don't we?
No.
Can you see out of the window? You look down here in the flower beds and some of the roses have just started to come through.
Shoo!
Yes, Sue's over there, isn't she? Can you see these roses? They're sort of an orange colour, aren't they? Orange and pink. And that's a very bright pink rose there. They're going to look pretty when they come out, aren't they? Is that what the wind's doing? It's blowing everything.
Shoo!
Sue, you going to wave hello to Sue?
Oh, Sue.
Hello, Sue.
Bye, Sue.
Hello, Sue.
Is this,
Yes, it's the wind. The wind whistling. I think it's time when we threw these flowers out. They're dead, aren't they? Look at those flowers. They don't look very fresh, do they?
No.
So I think I shall take them to the kitchen and throw them away. Would you like a drink of milk now, Thomas?
No.
No? If I brought you one, would you drink it? Wouldn't you? Jenny. Oh! You frightened me then. What, Poppet? You're doing some jumping.
It's blood, blood.
Well, if you're going to have some milk, I'm going to boil the kettle and make myself a cup of tea or coffee.
Yeah.
To make yourself a cup of tea. There we are, just cut there. Snip, snip, two flowers that haven't died, so I'll just cut them off and we'll put those in a little vase on the kitchen window ledge.
Is this,
snip, snip. Snip, snip. Oh gosh, that's the scissors. We don't want any scissors, do we?
No, no, scissors.
No, no, snip, snips.
No, no, scissors. No,
what colour handles have the scissors?
Pearl.
Pearl, they have red handles, don't they?
Snip, snip.
Snip, snip.
Lemon.
Yes?
And this.
No, the scissors, Thomas. Don't touch the scissors, please.
No.
The bean bag on your head?
Bean bag.
Bean bag, not bin bag. Thomas, Mummy's going to start cooking some pasta. Do you want to help?
No.
No? It's your big chair, isn't it? It's your beanbag chair.
A big chair, big bag, and a bag, and a...
This is bread. My mum is just putting the bread away in the bread bin.
Pop!
Yes, we put bread in the toaster and it goes pop, don't we? You look nice and comfy sitting
on your
chair. That's it, yes, the bread's all gone for now. No, the bread's gone away now. The bread's gone in the bread bin.
What do you got, Mummy?
This is the teapot.
Oh!
There's no tea in it, I've just washed it up. We'll put it away.
No bread.
No, the bread's all gone now.
Bread
all gone.
Bread all gone.
The bread's gone in the bread bin, hasn't it?
No.
No bread.
No bread.
Whoops.
My dear, my
shoes, aren't they?
No,
have I spilt something on my shoe? You're telling me it's a mess?
No mess.
It's a mess. Oh dear, Thomas. I'm sorry my shoe's a mess.
Pear.
And you can have some pear at tea time, can't you?
Chewies.
I think you're just going through your repertoire of food, aren't you? Right, Mummy's going to put some pasta on to cook. Shall we get the pan out of the cupboard?
Wow,
it is the wow cupboard. You find it very exciting looking in Mummy's cupboards, don't you?
Wow.
This is the pan.
And this.
And the lid.
And this.
And we're going to put some water in to boil. Water from the kettle, look. It's hot, so you mustn't touch it.
No.
No, you mustn't touch it.
No, Denise.
I'll turn the handle that way so you can't touch it.
No, Denise.
No, it's not juice, it's just boiling water out of the kettle. We do get water from the kettle, though, for your drinks, don't we?
Bread.
Yes, that's the tag off the bread. That's the label that goes around the bread bag and it tells us what day the bread has to be eaten by.
Yes,
bread.
Wow.
So we've got some washing up to do later,
haven't we? Wow!
Wow, is that the wow cupboard? Well, we've got to go in there to get the pasta.
Wow.
I hope we've got some pasta. I'm in trouble, aren't I?
Wow.
Let me just get to the cupboard, Thomas. Let's see what we've got. What's this?
Now,
just let me get to the cupboard. Oh, Thomas, what am I going to do if we haven't got any pasta?
No.
Well, it doesn't look like we have. Got some rice. Oh, we've got some pasta. Look at this.
Look at this.
This is pasta.
This.
Those are boxes.
What?
Those are boxes with whoops, top cubes in them.
This.
Oh dear, the clip. That's the clip off the bag of pasta.
Look at this.
It's pasta. Well, just wait till the water in the pan is boiling.
No!
And when it's boiling very fast, then we're going to drop a handful of this in. And it'll cook in the water. Yes, that's Dr. Bread, isn't it?
Look, look.
Look, the sun's coming out now, Thomas.
Oh, no.
Yes, and all the water that was on the patio seems to have drained away. That's good, isn't it? Where's the water gone?
A mess. Oh, dear, mess.
There is a bit of a mess, isn't there? Can you see the plants over there with white flowers on?
No.
And those two tubs, can you see them?
Mush.
You see all the white flowers? In a few weeks' time, those white flowers are going to turn into strawberries.
Oh dear.
Oh, you like strawberries?
No, no.
We grew a lot of strawberries last year and you liked eating them, didn't you?
Oh dear. Oh dear, mess. Oh dear, mess.
Yes, there's a mess, isn't there? It's not too bad a mess though, Thomas. It's just where the rainwater's been. Let's go to the pan and see what's happening with the water.
No!
No, it's not boiling yet, is it?
Oh dear. Oh, it's this!
No, we'll put it on a different hob because that one boils things a little bit quicker. Oh! Can you hear that? That's the sound of the water boiling.
No.
Let's drop some of this dust in. Like a clothes peg and pop it on. There we are, it's all clipped.
Yeah.
You can put it back in the cupboard now, come on. There, Mummy's rubber gloves that she's been using in the garden. They're not really clean, are they?
Hold up.
Whoops. Let's take the lid off. Gosh, it's boiling very fast now, Thomas. Let me lift you up to show you. That's steam coming off the pan. It's still boiling very quickly.
Whoosh!
Let me just read what it says on the packet. Whoops! Because all these things take a different time to cook, don't they? Right, that should be ready. In a few moments. Doesn't take very long to cook. I'm just going to get a wooden spoon, Thomas, and it's just stir. There we are. That's lovely, right? Shall we leave that now? Wow, you must never touch the cooker when it's on.
No,
or touch hot pans, especially things like that, because they've got lots of boiling water in. It's lovely now the sun's out. Isn't it nice?
Lily.
Yes? What would you like me to do? What would you like me to do? Do you want me to sit down with you? Well, you're playing with your building bricks again, are you?
Bottle.
There's a poster in the truck, isn't she? She was in the truck before you had some milk.
No.
What would you like to do?
There's a bloody mess.
No, there isn't a mess in here.
No mess.
No, it's just a bit of a mess outside, isn't there, where the rain came down very heavily. And it flooded the patio. Well gone. She's probably gone outside, Thomas.
Lily?
I think she's gone outside for a walk.
Lily?
Let's hop on it.
Lily.
Yellow wheels. Tidying up the cushions and the chairs.
So,
what you doing, Thomas? What are you putting in the bin? Thomas, what are you putting in the bin?
Oh!
Is it something that Mummy wanted to go in the bin?
Linen.
Yeah?
Linen.
I'd like to come and have a look, haven't I?
No.
Thomas, what are you putting in the dustbin? What are you putting in the dustbin?
Oh!
Let's see. Oh, yes, that's all right. That's just a piece of paper. That's a good boy. That's a clever boy. It's a very clever boy. Have to turn the heat up a little bit on the pasta because it is boiling, haven't it?
No,
that's right, it mustn't touch the pan. Just gave it a quick stir with a wooden spoon.
What do we?
Oh, you found a straw, have you? Well, can you wait for a drink until the next meal? Because you've had quite a lot to drink today, haven't you? You've just had some milk.
A straw,
a yellow straw, that's right. Look at all these cards, Thomas. I think it's time I took them down, really, don't you? It's quite nice to keep them with the feed days, though, isn't it? It'll be about 2 weeks on Monday, won't it? We'll take them down at the weekend. We'll have a look at them until then. This one has pictures of roses on it. And this one has a teddy bear waving at the window, look. There's a plant pot on the window edge. And there are lots of flowers on the outside of the card. And there's another one there, look, with flowers and plant pots. And this one has a teddy bear on it holding a bunch of flowers. More roses on that card. Look at this card. Two giraffes.
Blue.
A blue card with two giraffes. What are they? Giraffes.
Black. Wow.
And there's one with a picture of a farm and some birds and a tree and a sun. Look, that's a pussycat sleeping. And down there is a picture of a lady and a man. And on that one is a jug of flowers. Look, some daffodils. Do you remember daffodils? And that one's got a picture of cats on it, but it's a funny one. It's the one. Blue cats, aren't they? Blue cats. Can you see the blue pussycats on that car?
Ow!
Ow! Yes, that's the noise the pussycat makes. There's another pussycat on this card, look. Two more teddy bears. And what about up here? There's another card with cats, and one with two teddy bears. Look at these cards, and that one's a bowl of flowers, and that one's a teddy bear in a wheelbarrow, and that one's a picture with two drinking glasses on it. Another one with flowers, and that one's got a teddy and a dog on it. And then there are two more with flowers. Don't pull them off, don't pull them off, just look at them.
Hello, balloon.
Yes, balloons are from your birthday, aren't they? That was in April and here we are nearly 2 months later.
Ooh.
Steady, now steady. You're going to either fall or you're going to break something. Now get down. went to a birthday party yesterday,
again,
didn't we?
Again, again.
Oh. Again, again. We just set Dipsy off talking. Was Dipsy talking? What was he saying? It sounded like again, again. Again, again. Looks to me like you're undoing the zip on the back of Dipsy and you're taking the voice box out. Could you give it to Mummy, please? Let Mummy have a look. That's right.
Tippy toast!
Tippy toast! Is that what he's saying? Tippy toast? Mummy, I'll just put it up here. Because it's out of Dipsy's tummy, isn't it?
Oh!
No, I don't think there's one in Poe's tummy now.
No.
I think Poe's lost her voice, hasn't she? I think you took the one out of Poe's tummy yesterday.
No.
Little voice boxes. How many Poes are there?
Again?
Two Poes.
Two Poes.
You've got a big Poe, haven't you?
Is this in a truck?
Yes, it's Lala. Are you going to put Lala in the truck? Because Poe enjoyed riding around, didn't she, earlier on? So you could put Lala in the truck.
In a truck.
That's right, Lala in the truck. She doesn't look very comfortable, Tom. Is she not going to lie down nicely? That's better. That's better, isn't it? She'll like that. Two Poes, yes, you've got one Poe that speaks when you press its tummy, although not at the moment because the voice box is gone. And then you've got another Poe. This was the Poe you got for your first Christmas, wasn't it? And that Poe sleeps with you in your cot every night, doesn't she?
No!
She does.
And then?
And earlier on today, no, that Poe doesn't speak when you press a tummy, does she? And earlier on today, you were having a little lie down in your cot, cuddling Poe. And Mummy took a photograph.
No!
She did. And you were lying there with just a nappy and a vest on. And Mummy went, click, with the camera.
No.
Because you look very sweet.
And this.
These are the cushions on the chairs that Mummy's trying to straighten, but you're going to run across and lay down. Go, settle down. Come on. I'm trying to get tidied up.
Papa's. Papa.
Poor Poe. Oh, you're putting Poe to sleep now. Is she having a little round satchy?
Babies. Yeah. Babies.
Well, you're lying with her as well. There you are. Would you like to rest your head on a cushion?
Pa.
Would you like to rest your head on a cushion?
No.
Are you a tired boy?
Please.
Oh, Dipsy's having a lie down as well.
More Poe. Two Poe.
Mummy's just been upstairs to get you a blanket to cover the Teletubbies up with. What do we do when people go to bed? Lie them down. That's lovely, covering them up with a blanket. Yes? Shall we read them a story? What story shall we read them?
The one.
The one that Mummy can remember? The PB Bear bedtime story. It's time for bed. Time to tidy away. Put on your pyjamas, it's been a busy day. Brush your teeth now, PB Bear, and wash your face and paws with care. There's time for a story before we put out the light. Good night, PB Bear. Sleep tight tonight. Do you think they've gone to sleep now? Do you think the Teletubbies have all gone to sleep?
Yeah, but the nurse.
Has Lola gone to sleep? Has Lola gone to sleep, Thomas? The blanket's come away, hasn't it?
No.
So they're not covered up now, are they? They'll be getting cold in the night and waking up. No, Thomas, that's not covering them up. That's dumping a blanket on their face. That's not very nice, is it? Poor Teletubbies. I think you're a tired boy because you're very quiet.
Shh.
Are you a tired boy?
Oh.
Oh, dear. Have you had a busy day, darling?
No.
Oh, you haven't really today, have you? I think it must be yesterday catching up with you. What did we do yesterday? You played games with Demetra yesterday morning, didn't you?
No.
No, do you not remember her coming with the camera? And then Mummy held the camera and took pictures of you in your high chair. Do you not remember that?
Tea.
Oh, so I had a cup of hot tea. Well, yes, I made some tea for us. Is that, that's all you remember about yesterday morning? That Mummy made a cup of tea and it was hot?
No.
And what did we do in the afternoon?
No.
We went to a party, didn't we?
No.
We went in the car with Ben and Charlotte. You sat in the back with Ben and Charlotte. And Charlotte kept touching you, didn't she? And you weren't very happy, were you?
No, you weren't.
Yeah. But we got to the park and you had a lovely time running round. You remember that very big slide? You kept climbing up the steps and sliding down the slide. And then at 3 o'clock, we went into a lovely room and had a nice meal, didn't we? And I said, oh, it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Thomas doesn't usually eat. He won't want to eat anything. And you had a cheese sandwich and several little sausages and 2 sausage rolls and some crisps and some cheesy watsits and a drink of orange.
Yes,
you did, and I had to keep going back to the table and getting little pieces for you. Because everybody else was a little bit older than you. They were all 3, weren't they? And you're only 2. No, but you're only 2. They were all 3. And so all 3-year-olds had big plates of food, and I said, Thomas won't eat that.
No,
and I only got you a couple of things. And then I had to keep walking back to the table. And I put the plate down, and no sooner had I put the plate down than woof! It all went in that tummy.
No.
It did. And when we came home, Daddy lifted up your T-shirt and he said he could see a cheese sandwich and some sausage rolls and some sausages and some crisps. So I know you must have eaten them because Daddy looked at your T-shirt when you came home and he said he could see them. And we had a birthday cake.
Yeah.
And we said happy birthday to Rachel, didn't we? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. This is hard to sing with you lying on my tummy, Thomas. Happy birthday, dear Rachel. Happy birthday to you. That's right, blowing out candles. She had 3 candles and she had a chocolate caterpillar cake, didn't she? And you were the youngest there.
Who better?
And all the other children sat on chairs and you had to have a high chair. So you looked far more important than everybody else because you were sitting high up.
Blue bubble, ball, no.
You keep talking about a blue football today.
No.
We were talking about a blue football the other day and I couldn't see one.
No.
And what did Rachel get yesterday? Because it's actually her birthday today, isn't it? It's actually Rachel's birthday today, but we had the party yesterday.
No. Yeah.
She had a bag on her back and it was a Teletubby. It was Tinky Winky. It was a Tinky Winky on her back. Shall we go and see if that pasta's cooked? I think it probably is well cooked by now. Let's go and have a look. Oh, the kitchen's all steamed up, Thomas. Yes, that's definitely cooked. Definitely cooked. Turn that off now. All done. It's all done.
Oh.
You found your choo-choos on the floor.
Blue straw. Lily?
You found a blue straw? A blue straw on the floor.
A murder.
No, Thomas, you can't go outside. No, the door's open just to let some of the steam out of the kitchen. No, you can't go outside. No, you come and have a look over here at some things with me.
Beep-bop.
Listen, can you hear that? Ooh, it's a siren. Ooh.
Beba,
is that what it's saying? What about these Teletubbies? Is it time they got up? You get the Teletubbies up, that's right. Sit them in the chair. Who's that?
Lola.
Lola, and who's this one?
Sat.
Is that Dipsy?
Oh.
And Poe.
Another Poe.
That's Baby Poe, isn't it?
Baby Poe.
Poe is the baby Teletubby, but you've got two Poes, and one's a lot more babyish than the other. Oh, I see. You've decided to take my shoe off, have you? No, my feet don't smell. Don't tickle my feet, or I'll be trouble. Hey!
I'm blue.
Have we got blue shoes on?
Oh!
Ooh. My shoes do not smell.
It's been many shoes in there. Oh!
You're putting my shoes on top of your shoes?
Many shoes.
Lizard shoes. We'll put feet back in the shoes. Mummy's feet going back in a shoe. Have you? Hold them. Shoes on them.
It's your...
I know what we said we'd have a look at this afternoon.
Beep, 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 ah, beep, bah.
Beep, ah, beep, ah. Could you hear the siren?
Billy? Yeah? Beep, 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 beep. Biba.
Shh.
What is this?
This is a wall hanging from your bedroom. You were given this. Oops, as a christening present. And it usually stays hanging up on the wall in your bedroom. We used to look at it, but we've not looked at it for a long time now, have we? Shall we sit at the table? Well, you're busy throwing fruit on the floor, are you?
Oh. Mm.
Now be careful what you're throwing.
Yes, sir.
Is that my chair right? I'll sit on this then. Which side would you like me at? This side? Am I right at this side? Nice, steady. What did your friend Jake do yesterday? He threw his chair at the television, didn't he? And what happened to him? He His mummy took him off to the naughty corner, didn't she?
Doctor.
Yes, well, mummy's sitting on her chair. I'm just waiting for you to come and sit on yours.
Baby's chair.
Baby's chair? Can you manage? You're a big strong boy, aren't you?
Baby's chair.
Oh, you want me to sit on that one, do you? Shall we get the table? Shall we pull the table up? That's right. I've got one end, you get the other. There we are. Now, where's Thomas going to sit? Oh, you brought the bowl of fruit. Would you not like to have a look at the wall hanging? There might be some fruit on this, I don't know. It's a long time since we've looked. Look, it's all blue. And it has yellow letters. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M. N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Shall we see it? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M. N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Now inside every little pocket with a letter, there should be something.
A cha-cha.
Which begins with that letter. Now look, inside A, there's an apple.
This?
A for apple.
This?
That's the flower. What's under B? You pull out what's in B. B is for... What's that?
Banana.
I thought there was some fruit. Let's put all the fruit into the fruit bowl. That's right. B for banana. A for apple. I guess we'll have to say hello.
Can't be taken at the moment.
Sit down. Hello? 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 Sorry, I can't hear you breaking up. I've just cooked some pasta. We're okay. Okay, unless you find a little tin of spaghetti bolognese or something, but I've sorted. All right, I can hardly hear you. Bye-bye. That was Daddy wanting to know if we needed any shopping.
Yes.
And if we wanted anything for tea, but Mummy's already sorted it, hasn't she?
Yes.
That's a star. So let's put the apple and banana in the fruit bowl, because that's fruit, but the other things... We'll put back into the pocket, shall we? What's this now? What do you think is under C? It's a car. Look at that.
Mum.
A car.
Mum.
And what's under D? What's that? A doggy. A dog is under D. And what about E? What's that?
A broom.
Elephant. Elephant begins with E. And what about F? What's that? A fish. And what about G? Now that looks like a parcel to me, so I think it must be G for gift. Yes, a gift. And what's this one? What's that? No, it's a hat.
Shirt.
Hat. A hat.
Voila.
And what about this one? Let's do it by letters. I is for, you probably don't know what that is.
Shirt.
No, it looks like a hat, but it's an igloo made of ice.
Shirt.
Made of snow. Snow bricks.
No.
Do you remember when it snowed?
Shh.
Fish, that's right. And what's that?
Rogue.
J is for jug. Jug. And K. Oh, I can't wait for you to have one of these, Thomas. K is for kite.
And this?
Let's fly a kite high in the sky. A kite blowing in the wind. You're going to have a kite because I want a kite.
Whoosh.
That's right, a kite flies in the wind. That's a log. And that one goes in this pocket, pop it. Pop it in that pocket, pop it. Put it in that pocket, pop it. That's a log under L. And what about M? M for mushroom. It's a mushroom. N. What's in the pocket that says N?
No.
N. Let's try this one. N is for net.
It is.
No, you used a fishing net last week. When we went to see Ruth, you were using a fishing net to catch some fish in the pond. And O is for orange. Now the orange can go in the fruit bowl up with the banana and the apple.
Like
this. That's right, you put the orange in the fruit bowl. Good boy. And P is for... What's P for? A pig. That's beautiful, isn't it? No, put the pig back in the pocket. We're only putting the fruit in the fruit bowl. Another day, we can get out a little pen and we can take all the animals out of this and put them in a pen. Yes, look, that's Q for queen. That's the queen in Q.
What is?
And that's R. Look at this. R for rabbit. Rabbit. They have rabbits on the Teletubbies, don't they? Are you going to put the rabbit back in the pocket?
No.
And S is for star.
Star.
We see stars in the sky, don't we? It's not night time now, though, is it?
Yeah.
Yes, what about T? T is for turtle. Turtle, you have a turtle in your cot, don't you? A very brightly coloured turtle. Yes, you like the kite, don't you? I like the kite as well, Thomas. And what about you? U is for an umbrella, which we use when it rains. There you are, you hold that above your head. See if it keeps the rain off. And what about V? V is a violin. Play a violin in the orchestra. That's right, you're dancing. Oh, look, W is for... What's that?
TikTok.
TikTok. What do you do with this? What is it?
Lin Lin's
TikTok. But what is it? A watch.
Watch.
A watch, and it's saying 3 o'clock. It isn't 3 o'clock, but it's saying it's 3 o'clock. An X. Oh, Thomas, this is for an X-ray. I hope you don't need one of these. When you go to the hospital, they can take pictures of you.
No!
Just like yesterday when Daddy lifted up your T-shirt and he could see your sandwich and sausages inside. The doctor can have a look inside you and see all your bones and ribs.
And then?
Yes.
Oh!
Oh, are you looking inside Mummy's T-shirt? And what's Mummy had to eat today?
Tea.
Can you see Mummy's tea inside of a T-shirt? Actually, you can see tea on the outside of the T-shirt as well, because I spilt it, didn't I?
Oh, dear.
Tea. Oh, what else has Mummy had to eat today?
A bib.
A grape?
Bib.
A bib, yes, I wore a bib, didn't I? And what's Y? Y is for yo-yo. Bouncing up and down. Up and down. And finally, we get to Z.
Rip.
Which is a zip. You know what a zip is, don't you? You're kissing Mummy because you can unzip your own coat, can't you?
See ya.
All right, see ya. We finished with that. Well, what about the fruit in the bowl? Look, we've got an orange, an apple and a banana. Which pocket does the apple go back into?
Okay.
The apple goes back into the A pocket at the top there.
No!
And that's the pocket in this one. A is for apple. B is for banana. That's next to A. This pocket here, B for banana. B for banana. That's a good boy. In it goes. B for banana. That's right. Banana. Goes in the pocket. And what about the orange? O for orange. Where's the O? The O looks like an orange. It's this round one here.
Where
is it? This one.
Two. Yeah. Six.
You're counting either. There are only letters on here, not numbers, but that's very clever.
Six. Nine. Six. Nine.
Six, nine. 9969. Oh. Now, is she going to put the orange back in the O pocket, please?
No.
Pop it in the O pocket. Then we know where it is for another day, don't we? And let's just have another look at this. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M. Then O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z.
See you.
Bye-bye. I'm going to put that back on the stairs for Mummy. It's very nice, actually, that, isn't it? It's a beautiful wall hanging. Oh, you've brought it back to me, have you?
See ya.
So you put that back on the stairs and it'll go back up to your bedroom. And then we've got the abacus here, Thomas. This is made of wood, because that wall hanging is made of fabric and felt. The abacus is made of wood. And that has the alphabet on it as well, look. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M.
Keys.
That's K, keys. And O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. And then we've got numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. You're quite right. What comes next?
Boo.
7, 8, 9, 10. They choose the same things on the wooden abacus as they do on the felt thing. A is for apple, B banana. Oh, excuse me. You look at all the pictures there on the alphabet. I'm just going to have this back up before it gets damaged in any way. We'll look at that again another day. And instead of taking the fruit out of the pockets, we can take the animals, can't we?
Oh,
Mummy's going to sneeze now, Thomas.
Oh, dear.
Let's have a look at this again. You start counting the numbers. You have a look at all the numbers.
3, 9, 6, 9.
I think your favourite number is 6.